Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They don't let you sign the contract till you dislike Pitt. I think rivalries are important in college football. I think that's what makes it unique. Is those rivalries and those fan bases, the interaction those fan bases have. So obviously those are conversations that Shane and I'll have.
Coach Dave Gray is bringing the CDG Sports Challenge to the Giant Eagle Kittapalooza Family Fest February 2nd at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Race against the clock in the mini agility obstacle course. Test your soccer or hoop skills or test your throw and play with the Fan Quarterback Challenge. Details at kittapalooza.com. That voice, Mountaineer fans will get to know him, Neil Brown, formerly of Troy, where they always finish strong at Troy State. On taking the West Virginia job and also renewing the backyard brawl. You know, it's been 8 years since Pitt last played West Virginia in football. Going on 8 years, 2011, the last time it happened. Todd Graham coached in that game.
You plant the seed, you reap the harvest.
Thank you.
I can't wait to put it in the left lane and put the hammer down.
Mm-hmm. 8 years since they played, that's unacceptable. The schools have played 104 times. Before conference realignment, the only thing that would keep Pitt from playing West Virginia was war. Literally. World War I and World War II, those are the only things that kept the two schools from playing each other. That's it. Now you've got Neil Brown, who, trying to play to the audience, still thinks he can win over West Virginia fans by crapping on Pitt. Let me take a shot at Pitt here. That's going to show everybody that I'm the right man for the job. It's still down there, 75 miles south. It is still a fan base that hates Pitt. And right now, Pitt has a rivalry game with Penn State for one more year, and that's it. And the door has been slammed shut because of future scheduling by Sandy Barber at Penn State. Doesn't want to play Pitt. James Franklin thinks they can do better, thinks that they can find games that make more sense. And Heather Like is now stuck. She can't get Penn State. So you would think it's only logical that Pitt and West Virginia would find a way to play each other. They're going to play for 4 years from 2022 to 2025, but that's all that's scheduled right now, a four-year run, which is the same thing Pitt signed up for with Penn State. This is what we're going to do. I don't want to make this a conversation that excludes people. I don't want this to just be one fan base centric. I want to get everybody involved in the conversation, get people talking who represent or root for every school that's in the mix here. Pitt, Penn State, West Virginia. Who does Pitt want to play? Who wants to play Pitt? Are you a West Virginia fan that wants to play Pitt? Are you a Penn State fan who wants to play Pitt? Yes or no? From the Pitt perspective, who do you want to play? What is your preference, Penn State or West Virginia? You've got the West Virginia coach who gets sworn in today, and his first public comment is, I think rivalries are important. There are no rivalries for West Virginia in the Big 12. Schools in Kansas, Iowa, Texas, and Oklahoma. There are no rivalries. There are very few rivalries for Pitt in the ACC. You've got Syracuse, who they've played forever. You've got quasi-rivalries with Virginia Tech in Miami, in Boston College, and that's it. Pitt's classic rivals are Notre Dame, Penn State, West Virginia. You can even throw Navy in there. Those are the Syracuse. Those are the schools they have the most history with. You've got two schools that are 75 miles apart. They haven't played in 8 years. You've got the two biggest college football programs in Pennsylvania, and that rivalry is on its deathbed. There's 1 year left. Rivalries, how much do they mean to you? What do you want? Do West Virginia fans want to play Pitt? Do Penn State fans want to play Pitt? What's Pitt's preference? West Virginia or Penn State? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. I don't remember hearing James Franklin at his introductory press conference say, it's important to play Pitt. I don't remember that. I remember him saying something about dominating the state, though. But I don't think he meant, let's play Temple and Pitt every year when he said that.
We are going to dominate the state.
Yep. That's not, it's going okay. He did lose to Temple and he did lose to Pitt. But this year he beat Pitt 51-6, so maybe I should shut up. Who do Pitt fans want to play, West Virginia or Penn State? How much does it mean to West Virginia fans to play Pitt? I think that plays to his constituents. I think Neil Brown scored some points when he said, you don't get to sign the contract unless you hate Pitt. If Pat Narduzzi left tomorrow and a new coach walked through the door there and said, you don't get to sign the contract unless you hate West Virginia. How would Pitt fans react to that? Would they get excited? Oh, here's a guy that wants to get this game back on the schedule. Awesome. James Franklin, I'm not going to play the clip here, but James Franklin said last spring, he was in Philly for an event, and he said, for us, the way that we get to the college football playoff is by winning the Big Ten, and we really can't afford more losses. He pretty much implied that it was in Penn State's best interest to play cupcakes. Pitt this year did everything, did the exact opposite. They played Notre Dame, Central Florida, and Penn State in the non-conference and went 0-3 in those games. And that's partly how you get to 7-7, even though you won your coastal division. In your division, you only lost one game to North Carolina. You beat everybody else. People forget that. Up until the Clemson game, well, you lost to Miami too. But by then, you'd already had it clinched. So, this is the longest hiatus for the Backyard Brawl. They didn't play for 4 years because of World War II. They didn't play for a couple of years because of World War I. And now they're not playing because one school is in the ACC and one school is in the Big 12. And you got Penn State to factor in here too. So I want to get some thoughts here from everybody. I don't want to just make people think this is all about Pitt, because it's about the programs that we cover and talk about here and how much rivalries matter, and if they think the games are important enough to get back on the schedule, to make them a permanent fixture on the schedule. And so I'd like to get your thoughts on it next, because you're the people who would watch the games and go to the games and trash talk and berate each other over it. So I want to hear from you on it next. Who really wants to play Pitt? Does West Virginia want that game? Does Penn State want that game? And who do the Pitt fans want to play? West Virginia or Penn State?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.